Welcome back to life. Yeshus Rosh Yeshiva, we are up to page 27 over here. Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Okay, we were talking about the end of Tefillah. We started talking about Ulval Etzion. And then here he says like this. Says the Mechaber, also Laudin Latzeis Beis Knesset Kodim Kedusha Desidra. It is Asur to leave the shul before Kedusha Desidra. Okay, before the Kedusha Ulval Etzion, it is Asur to leave the Beis Knesset. Very interestingly, because earlier on, we saw the Ramah says, really, it's also to leave much after that. You have to wait for the some of the Kaddishim, at least after Aleinu, v'chulei, v'chulei. Okay, probably there's different darkas of how important it is for someone to leave. Sometimes, as a doctor, or... Okay, in Pesukei Tshuvas, it brings down from the Reishis Chochma, it brings down that one time, a Chassid Echad came to his friend in a Chalom, and he said, the reason why they're not letting me into the Pamalia Shul Tzadikim, the reason why I didn't get the Pamalia Shul Tzadikim, because I used to leave Shul early every day. Leave Shul every other day, that's what Rishis Chachman says, why? When a friend came to his friend in a Chalom and said, why he left before Aleinu Shabbat. Therefore, one has to make a very, very big cheshbon before leaving Shul early. One should try, obviously, to come on time, but then also to try and stay until Anadanim. Where was everyone running to? Unless, obviously, he's a doctor, something has to help the kids, whatever it might be that he has to run. But other than that, one should not be leaving shul early. Says the Ramah over here, also talking about the chashivas of Aleinu L'Shabeach, says the Ramah, V'omrim achar sima tfilu Aleinu L'Shabeach muma. Okay, we say Aleinu L'Shabeach standing up, V'yizayar le'omra b'kavana. And one should be careful to say it with a lot of kavana. It has, if anyone understands Aleinu, and you look into the words, it's a beautiful, beautiful tfilah, and talking a lot about. It's similar to Kriyat Shema of Mekabel Omechut Shemayim. But over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, points out, Yishlom Arleinu Be'em of Vayira. You'd say to Be'em of Vayira, he called Tzva Shemayim Shomim. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Omeidim Pamalya Shomayla V'kulam Onim V'omrim Ashrayim Shekach Alo Ashrayim. So I'm not sure they do it when we say Aleinu because we don't do it very well. But those who say Aleinu very well, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down from the Pamalya Shomayla and they all say, Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alo, what an amazing nation who is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this and is saying Aleinu, saying like this. It could be why. Certain Gedolim, you see how makbid they are with their Aleinu L'Shabeach right in the B'nai Brak. Rav Galai, they say, has an amazing, just to watch him say Aleinu L'Shabeach is something... It's a prayer with a lot of kedusha to it, and one has to try and say it be'em of v'yira. Okay, if you actually say the words. So it's very well known that there's a pasuk in Aleinu that we all hopefully do say, but they took it out of the sitters for a long time. Shem yishtachavim lehel varik umit palim el lo yoshia. Okay, if you don't know what it means. Unfortunately, right. Well, you'll understand why that is, why it's not so etty but why it's so important to say it at the same time. Already from Rav Haigel, and early on, they're already to Miramis that this pasuk is referring directly to Yashki and to also Muhammad. Okay, it's talking about giving chizik to Klal Yisrael, giving chizik to Bnei Yisrael that we are the right. That, and therefore, to point out that what the other nations are serving is nothingness. And therefore, if you look at the gematria of Shehevel Varik, okay, make sure that, sorry, so Varik is 316, which is exactly the gematria of Yeshu, and the gematria of El Elo is the gematria of Muhammad. Okay, so over there you can see over here it's Merames 2, referring specifically to Yashki and Muhammad. They were saying Shehem Mishtachav Lehel Varik. They bow down to nothingness. But after then we say V'Anachlu Korim Mishtachavim Umelifnei Melech Malchei Amlochim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have Baruch Hashem have the privilege to bow down to the old one and only God. That's what's going on in Aleinu, and now you can understand why they made the Jews take this out.
You don't have nothing in common with Christianity. Don't let yourself. Some rabbis from the United Kingdom, they have nothing to do with Christianity. Get it to your mind. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Get it to your mind. Tell me philosopher, Jewish philosopher, nothing. Tell me that Rav Soloveitchik was very friendly with the bishop of
Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says it over here. And Sivkatan Tes Vanachlu Korim Vitzarich Lichroa Shleya Nir Kikofer Chas V'Chalia. We bow down Vanachlu Korim Mishtachavim. That's why the minhag is to bow at that point. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out over here in the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah. It's earlier on in the old edition. Also, he brings down that the Gra held that you do not bow. The only time you bow is the only times that the Chazal tell you to bow in Shmona Esrei. Other times you do not bow. So if you some people don't bow, they are doing like the Gra. However, I believe Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal told me that one should bow slightly over here in order to look, also not to look like a Kofer Chas Chalila, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself over here says, I'm Admor Zal Nahag Mitam Zeh, Lo Lichra Be'aleinu L'Shabech. Okay? Because of the Gra. Because of the Gra. Not the Adon. Only places that it was Mamish Achiv. Okay? Tam this, that most people do bow from Aleinu L'Shabech. That's the reason why he'll say, if the Tzibur's up to Aleinu L'Shabech, and you walk into the shul, and they say Aleinu L'Shabech, you should say Aleinu L'Shabech with the Tzibur, not to look like a Kofer. Similar to Kriyat Shema, also, Ba'aleinu L'Shabech. Or Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal told me that that's only if you're not Da. If you're in the middle of Tefillah, you don't have to stop your Tefillah and Dafka say Aleinu, because it doesn't look like you're a Kofer. You're in the middle of Dav. But if you walk into a shul, so one should say it along with Zerah only if he's not davening. If he walks into shul and they up to later, you should say Aleinu. But also, because of this, it's really only the first paragraph. You don't have to say Valkein Kava Lecha, because the bowing is in the first paragraph. You say just the first paragraph, that would be good enough over here when Aleinu. But the one is to try and focus, try and stop, and say Aleinu L'Shabeach, open up a sitter, say the words out of the sitter, and you'll see unbelievable things. At least read it in English. We know what you're saying. It's a very, very important tefillah. After Aleinu, we know we get to Kaddish. We'll have a whole shiur on Dini Kaddishim. Let's talk about it a little bit over here. So the Omrim Kaddish Yosum after Aleinu. We say Kaddish Yosum after Aleinu L'Shabeach. This Kaddish is a chiyuv that it's supposed to be said, but it's given to the Yisom. It's given to the Yisom, and really it was Metakin. Kaddish Yosum was Mesakin for the Yisom. Or under Gil Bar Mitzvah, they couldn't daven for the Amud, which is even more important. So therefore, they Kaddish that they could at least say Kaddish for Aleinu L'Shabeach. We'll talk more about Kaddish, as I said before. Vafilu Ein Yosum Beis Knesses. Even if there's not a Yosum in the Beis Knesses, the Ramah says, Yomar Oso Misha Ein Lo Avei. Someone who's not actually in the year of saying Kaddish for their parents, they should still, someone else should say Kaddish, but someone who does not have a father or mother. However, Vafilu Misha Eish Lo Avei, even if someone has parents, Yocho Lo Omrim Ein Avi Vivo Makpidim. If his parents are not Makpid, then the Ramah says, then they're allowed to go ahead and say Kaddish if they got explicit permission from their parents. However, many poskim, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, are very, very makbid that someone who is both parents, they do not say Kaddish Yosum, even if there's no one else to say Kaddish. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying like this. Amorim Rabbeinu Nevinzal also says that one should not say it over here like Rosh Shlomo Zalman. One should not say it even if his parents would not be makbid. Many, many, many are makbid Nazis. Based on this, because of this, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal also holds the Kaddish after someone makes a Siyam. If someone makes a Siyam, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal holds that the person making the Siyam only if he has missing a parent, then he goes out and says the Kaddish after the Siyam, because it's also mentioned Tchias HaMeisim in the Kaddish of after a Siyam. Okay, not everyone holds like this. I believe Rav Katz holds that they could say it. Many poskim hold you could say it. It's not a Kaddish Yosum. Okay, nevertheless, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal says better to give it to someone who has lost a parent who's either in a velus or has lost a parent previously, and not go ahead and say themselves. So that's the dinam over here. As I said last time, we'll finish off the end of tefillah over here, which is the next page 29, and then Bezrat Hashem, we'll go on to back to this conscious mamar kaddishin. This long bir halacha talks about the dinam of kaddish and who has kadimas in kaddish and things like this. Ad kan for today.